You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So we'll start in Upland. The city council there has placed the city manager on paid administrative leave with no public explanation, right?
Yeah, they say they can't explain why Rosemary Horning was placed on leave because it's a personnel matter and therefore confidential. But the city council voted unanimously to place her on leave late last week after a special closed-door meeting that was called on an emergency basis. The paid leave took effect immediately and until unspecified further action. Horning has been with the city since 2011 when she was hired as public works director. She was promoted to interim city manager in 2019, and she got the permanent appointment in February of 2020. So it's just over a year. The city manager she replaced had lasted only 6 months in the post, and the one before that was only in the job for 10 months. So you could say there's been something of a revolving door for city managers in Upland. Residents can only guess why she's been sidelined, but some said her handling of a couple of issues didn't please the council. For example, in June of 2020, she placed the police chief on leave. We talked about that briefly. Again, there was no explanation. But a few months later, after an election ousted one of the chief's critics and brought in one of his supporters, he was brought back. In addition to that, as we talked about, the grand jury last year criticized the city manager's office for removing notes from the city treasurer's monthly reports about the city's unfunded pension mandate. So those issues may certainly have fed into why she was placed on leave, but we just don't know. But all of the turnover makes people nervous that it gives Upland a poor public image of political instability.
Right, and we don't know how long she's going to be on leave, right?
No, we'll see if they make a permanent decision quickly. They have appointed the assistant city manager as interim city manager, so if they need to take some time to figure out a permanent solution, they certainly have time to do that.
Okay. Next to Riverside, the new mayor there wants the area along the Santa Ana River to be the focus of new development.
Right. Remember, when Mayor Patricia Locke Dawson gave her first State of the City address in January, she said she wanted to put the river back in Riverside. And now during her first 100 days, which have just ended, she's already been working on that. She put together a task force made up of two city council members whose wards border the river, as well as a dozen or so interested residents and business people. And she hopes they'll put together an economic development plan by the end of the year. The idea is to do something similar to what cities like San Antonio and Reno and Boise have done, bring in restaurants and hotels and tourism along the river, really make it a feature of the city instead of kind of what it's been. The Santa Ana Riverbed has really been kind of problematic for Riverside. There have been a number of brush fires. It seems like every year there's one or two. Sometimes they threaten the nearby homes, and they're often blamed on homeless encampments in the riverbed. In fact, one encampment was just cleared out recently. So it's certainly no surprise that Locke Dawson is focusing on improving the river area. Not just for that reason, but also because she's certainly been instrumental leading since the 1990s the plan to complete the Santa Ana River Trail, that bike trail that goes through along the stretch of the river all the way through Riverside and meets the Orange County portion all the way to the beach.
Yeah, I've been to the Riverwalk in San Antonio, Texas, and maybe we'll have something like that here someday.
Yeah, that's certainly the idea. And that task force that I mentioned is expected to begin meeting in May, and the mayor hopes that by the end of this year they will have an economic development plan.
Okay, great. Next to San Bernardino, it'll cost the city about $2 million to clean up a giant pile of broken concrete left there by a developer, right?
That has turned out to be a huge problem. The city is going to have to develop into its reserve funds even to be able to afford this, to get rid of that giant pile of concrete rubble that it ordered the developer to remove and the developer didn't. So city officials say it will take almost 2 months to get rid of it all. You know, the residents of North Verdemont began complaining about this pile almost as soon as it was put there. That rubble from that warehouse that burned down in Redlands, it was right next door to homes, and it's not only unsightly, but it hasn't been adequately covered. So when the wind blows, which it does a lot in North San Bernardino, all the dust and debris flies off of that pile into their homes and onto their cars. And the city says it's a health hazard, and this abatement is going to be handled as an emergency. So they're going to get going on that right away.
Will the city be able to recoup the costs from the developer on this?
Well, I certainly think it's going to try, but this developer, Orange County-based Pacific Coast International Group, hasn't been very cooperative so far.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Lastly, Elon Musk's SpaceX has been hired to bring fast internet service to rural parts of San Bernardino County. What's going on with that?
Yeah, high-speed internet has become more and more important with so many people working from home and children attending classes online due to the pandemic. So in remote areas of the county, and mind you, it's more than 20,000 square miles, San Bernardino County is. The chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Kurt Hagman, said 20% of the county's 2.2 million residents lack high-speed internet, especially in those remote areas. So the county has contracted with the SpaceX service called Starlink that will use low-flying satellites and ground-based receivers to bring high-speed internet to these remote areas. This is a one-year test project, and it will cost the county a little less than $62,000, so really very reasonable price, and we'll see what comes of it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.